This is Tana Paddock from Organization Unbound. Recently, Warren Nelson and I had a chance to talk to Anthi Theopoulou, who is the president of Greece's Society for Organizational Learning. Anthi shared with us her experiences of the 2011 Citizens Movement in Greece, and we reflected together on the emerging lessons of Syntagma Square. The following is a brief audio excerpt of our conversation, touching on leadership. And if you'd like to read an edited transcript of the full conversation, just visit the Taking the Revolution Forward page at organizationunbound.org.
So what does this tell us about the idea of leadership? You know, many people that are thinking about things like dialogue and inquiry and change still talk quite a bit in the language of leadership, even though they're moving away from traditional notions of leadership. Sometimes I feel like we should just kill that whole word for about 100 years, and then maybe we could get somewhere. But so what do you think about the whole idea of leadership or how it was playing out in Greece?
I'm very aligned with the systems thinking approach. So the first thing that came in mind was Ido's phrase that closed her book, Thinking in Systems. On the bottom line, leadership is nothing more than madly letting go.
I love that. That's the first definition of leadership I've ever heard that I like.
All a leader needs to do is create the organization and give soul to it. If the organization has a good soul, and that is the responsibility of the leader to give the example and provide the soul of an organization, the form and spirit together, then all it needs to do is just let go. Nothing else needs to be done. If a good leader chooses the right people, forms the right vision, communicates it in a right way, and provides the necessary resources to his people, and that's it. A leader needs to do nothing more than that.
But that sounds like a lot, and it sounds to me like in the square, you didn't have any of that. There was no one was providing the vision or giving the soul or, you know, getting the resources that those things were, you know, thrown back on the whole itself, from what you're describing.
Yeah, but Syntagma is not an organization. Syntagma is a center for social change. So the organization that we can take under consideration in this case is society. So if we try to ask who might be the leader of the society, we cannot identify one person. A leader who chose the members of the society, that doesn't apply.
So to me that makes an interesting, you know, challenge for organizations. And can we take more of that kind of a society-based approach to doing the things that we traditionally think of doing with organizations? Are there ways to do that without having someone choose who gets to belong? One of the most powerful themes, again, in my own work that I've seen in organizations that are most alive, most engaging, I found that they had a very, very invitational stance, and that really almost anybody who walked in the door became part of it one way or another, and that very messy in one way, but that was part of a big key to why they were so alive and engaging. You know, who's choosing who comes part of this is whoever gets in the door one way or another. And it doesn't mean they hired everybody, of course, but it just meant that everybody who was drawn to the place find a way to connect to it, to plug in without really having to seek permission in the normal way that we would think about an organization. So maybe a half step toward what you're talking about from a societal level.
Makes me wonder how much of organizational culture, which so many people spend the majority of their days in, how much that has influenced our ability to actually practice true democracy. That is, in a way, society. Society is made up of many organizations, you know, and that's if we don't experience democracy in those settings, that it would be hard to see it. We could kind of switch gears and then do it outside in our, you know, in the cracks between our experiences of organizational life.
I think that we can live true democracy also in our organizations and institutions. We already have many tools to be doing that. We already have many examples of such organizations, which are also very, very successful in the traditional way of meaning successful, creating profits, I mean, etc. So, of course, with the greatest one being the SEMCO in Brazil. The question is, do we want that? Of course, I want it and you want it, and of course, many employees would want it. But what about the owners? Would they want it? And what about the technocrats? They want it?
Well, I always feel like the problem is less here than we think it is, and that if your assumption is that when we're talking about the practice of democracy, that we're touching on something that's deep and fundamental to being a human being, in human relationships, that it exists in all of us. So how, and all of us have our blind spots to it, and all of us are more or less awake, and all of us are more or less asleep. I don't mean to minimize the difficulty of a technocrat cracking out of his or her mindset, but I think that one of the dangers for me is that when we start to focus on that, we stop realizing that any individual needs to crack out of his or her own mindsets that are still carrying it forward. Like when I work with my students, it's sort of an easy way out to say, well, people are ready, but these people aren't. And certainly on the surface, it's true. But I think in some ways that mindset gets in our way. And that someone like Semler at SEMCO starts with this assumption that the human way of working is human for everybody and will be discovered by the humans in this place. And if people come in the organization and really aren't ready for it for themselves, if that's their decision, then they'll go somewhere else. You know, and I think his experience was that he did find many people who were seemingly very stuck in their old ways of doing as they became exposed to working with each other in this way, become unstuck naturally.
I completely agree. The only reason to bring in the concept of some people not being ready yet is if we want to think of larger scale transformation, so that shift to become the norm. Otherwise, I completely agree. Democracy is a fundamental quality of living, and all people need to do is just decide to do it in this way, and they can, regardless of the others or the system.